I'd like to welcome you all here. I hope you feel that you are at home, whether you've been here before, you come here once a year, or you come here every Sunday. You are all equally welcome, and we expect a blessing this evening. On this Christmas Eve, we pause to prepare our hearts for a most beautiful celebration, the birth and coming to earth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us clear our minds and focus on him and the joy he brings. May the same thrill and anticipation that filled Mary, the chosen mother of Jesus, consume us and draw us close to him. May our spirits cry out, Alleluia, with the host of angels who first delivered the good news of great joy to humble, awe-struck shepherds that night so long ago. Let us remember and reflect on the awesome prophecies foretelling his birth since the beginning of time. May we, with eyes of faith, see on this side of the cross what prophets chose to believe through promises and visions. Emmanuel, God with us, Prince of Peace, the Son of God, Messiah. Just as the three Magi brought their offerings, we too bring our gifts, the declaration of our obedience and devotion, the quieting of our hearts and spirits, and the joyful overflow of worship and adoration. May this preparation night be a holy night as we once again receive and celebrate God's great gift to us this Christmas. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, may anything that could inhibit our understanding or block the beautiful celebration of Jesus' birth be surrendered so that we may receive his all this Christmas Eve night. Release the joy in us that's been crushed by pride, wrong priorities, or world events. Tear down the strongholds that have held us captive far too long. Extinguish the flames of apprehension that rob us of a calm, quiet spirit. Show us again the beauty of that holy night so many centuries ago. Whether it's one of us or an entire family or congregation, we want to prepare our hearts. May the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you and bring you all the glory and honor. Amen.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Away in a manger, 194.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom he favors."
Angels we have heard on high, 197.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
It came upon a midnight clear, 195.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Good Christian friends, rejoice. 210. Rejoice with heart and soul and voice. We're going to transition now to the carol singing off of the screen, and a little instruction for the candles. If you have a lit candle, you should always keep your candle upright, mostly so that wax doesn't drip. So whoever wants a light kind of leans over to get it, and then try to keep your candle right side up if it's lit. I think that's kind of the summary of it, so. All right.
Thank you.
His name is still called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And as his children, we cry out for a fresh filling, a new awareness of who he is. We choose by faith to make the good news of great joy a reality in our own lives, so that others can see us as lighted trees of life pointing to Jesus this Christmas. We also know that peace on earth can only come when hearts find peace with Jesus. He is still our joy. He is still our peace. He's no longer a babe in the manger, but Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We still celebrate Jesus as Lord this Christmas and always. Let's pray. Dear God, help us to keep our focus first on Christ this season. Please forgive us for giving much time and attention to other things. Help us to reflect again on what Christmas is really all about. Thank you that you came to give new life, peace, hope, and joy. Thank you that your power is made perfect in our weakness. Help us to remember that the gift of Christ, Emmanuel, is our greatest treasure, not just at Christmas, but for the whole year through. Fill us with your joy and the peace of your Spirit. Direct our hearts and minds towards you. Thank you for your reminder that both in seasons of celebration and in seasons of brokenness, you're still with us. You never leave us. Thank you for your daily powerful presence in our lives, that we can be assured your heart is towards us. Your eyes are over us. Your ears are open to our prayers. Thank you that you surround us with favor as with a shield, and we are safe in your care. We choose to press in close to you today and keep you first in our hearts and lives. Bless us this night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go in peace.
Podcast copyrighted music in this service is obtained from one license, license number 400100P, and from CCLI license number 115173309. All rights are reserved.